armed individual. A businessman who drank secretly found that as he began invoking prosperous thinking, he was able to resolve and dissolve inner hostilities and conflicts through new, victorious attitudes. His desire to drink vanished. In several instances, a marriage was saved after one of the partners learned of and began quietly to practice prosperous thinking. A widow who had been alone for 20 years met and married happily. One person's divorced partner returned, and they were remarried. A businessman who had always detested his work discovered that as he applied prosperous thinking to his job, he got a whole new perspective on it. In due time, this man was sought out by many for counseling. Needless to say, he no longer considers his work detestable, and he enjoys the many contacts he has with others. What were the simple but delightful steps these persons and many others took to invoke prosperous thinking, thus producing peace, health, and plenty in their lives? First, they got ready for the prosperity they desired by creating a vacuum to receive it. Nature abhors a vacuum and always rushes in with new substance to fill empty space in mind, body, affairs, or relationships. You too can form a mental vacuum by cleaning out of your mind negative, limited, unforgiving thoughts. As Charles Fillmore has written, thoughts are things and occupy space in mind. We cannot have new or better ones in a place already crowded with old, weak, inefficient thoughts. A mental house cleaning is even more necessary than a material one. If you are not sure what attitudes or memories need to be released and dissolved, give yourself a universal treatment in release and forgiveness. Declare, I fully and freely forgive. I loose and let go. I cast all judgments, resentments, criticism, and unforgiveness upon the God within to be dissolved and healed. The prospering truth has set me free to meet my rich good and to share my good with others. As you prayerfully affirm this, you will probably feel a sense of burden pass and a feeling of release, relief, and freedom come. Your mental vacuum for new good has now been formed. A businessman became ill, and in spite of the best medical care, he did not recover. His body was filled with poison, and nothing seemed to dissolve it. One night, while perspiring with a high fever, this man realized that there must be something he needed to get rid of or release, mentally or emotionally, since thoughts and emotions have such a powerful effect on the body. He then asked God to reveal what it was that he needed to release. Suddenly, he began to think of a person against whom he had been holding a strong grudge and about whom he had said many unkind things. He then affirmed over and over, I fully and freely release and forgive. I loose and let go all ill feeling. Divine love produces the perfect result now. Soon a feeling of peace, quietness, and release came, and he slept peacefully. The next morning his fever was gone, and he recovered rapidly from his illness of many months' duration. Not only is it necessary to form a mental vacuum, often a physical vacuum must be formed. You can form a physical vacuum for new peace, health, and plenty by releasing, giving away, selling, or otherwise getting rid of what you no longer want or need. Do not retain items of clothing, furniture, letters, files, books, or any other personal possessions that you no longer need or use. Get them out of the way to make room for what you do want. As long as you retain them, they take up space in your world that is needed for your new good. Declare to yourself as you go through your personal belongings, I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I joyously make way for my new good, which now appears quickly in satisfying appropriate form. A widow had attempted in vain to settle her late husband's estate. Many legal entanglements had involved her with other heirs for almost a year. When she learned about forming a vacuum, she began cleaning out closets and other areas of her husband's clothes and personal possessions. The estate was quickly and harmoniously settled. A widower, whose grief for his deceased wife had been intense for several years, found that as he freely and fully released her personal possessions, his grief lessened, and he was able to begin building a new life for himself. A husband had asked his wife for a divorce, and they were separated. Then she learned of the vacuum law of prosperity. After she sold or otherwise disposed of a great many personal possessions left over from a former marriage, her present husband returned, and they were happy.